Hi, WTIP. I'm standing in a very, very, very boreal woods, and I've been sort of pursuing two different birds. One is a magnolia warbler, and that's not such an unusual bird. I am able to hear those quite a few different places. The other one is a boreal chickadee, much, much harder to get close to. There just aren't as many of them, and they're in some very wild places quite often. You can hear it. It's not too far away. Boreal chickadees are so hard to record. They're not like black-capped chickadees. They're just not everywhere. And this is a very, very boreal woods. What you will hear is chickadee-dee, but it sounds like a chickadee with a southern accent. If you're familiar with black-capped chickadees, that will kind of ring familiar, but it is a little bit different. And boreal chickadees are also very different looking. If you saw one, you would know it's a chickadee. But they have a brown cap instead of a black cap. And where the cap comes to the back, on the black-capped chickadee, the black cap is against a sort of a gray back. So you can sort of see the edges of the black cap on the back of the chickadee. On the boreal chickadee, if you see just the back of it, it looks very dark because that brown kind of fades into the brown of the back. The little sides are kind of chestnut instead of that lighter color of the black cap chickadee. He is coming closer. And in our experience with these little guys, they're kind of like black-capped chickadees. They're pretty tame. They don't come to seeds in the winter like black-capped chickadees do. They come to suet, though. So when we lived up the trail, we had a suet feeder for the little boreal chickadees. And like black-capped chickadees, these are cavity nesters. They excavate a little hole in a pretty rotten tree. We've actually found a nest. Hear that little ba-da-da-da-da-da, like a trill? That's also coming from the boreal chickadee. It's a sound that it makes that black caps don't. Really close now. And there are more than one of them. And like a black-capped chickadee, he's kind of curious. He's come in close to look at me, and so has another one. So think about a black-capped chickadee song and try to compare it. I can't tell you how thrilled I am to see these little birds and have them make their little sounds. This is a bird that the tour groups come up from all over the country looking for. It's such a thrill to know they're here in this area. Oh, they flew off a little bit. Well, they're kind of moving away from me, so so I can't really keep up with them. The woods is really hard to get through. Ah, that was the magnolia warbler, sort of a goodbye call. So I'm going to head back out to the trail. This is Molly Hoffman. I'm on a side road off the Ball Club Lake Road for WTIP.